The Nativity, defined as the event of birth. It's time to look deeply into this most familiar of scenes, this most paradoxical of places into which our Lord entered our world. A manger became a throne before which everyone bowed. A stable became a church into which everyone was invited to worship.
Angels in the sky sang along with the animals in the stable. They both wanted to praise Jesus.
The poorest men of the fields and the richest rulers of kingdoms both knelt to offer their gift of worship.
But what about me?
What about all of us? We have no gold or myrrh. We can't fill the sky with our song.
What can we give Jesus this Christmas? Simple. The only thing we can give Jesus is what he wants the very most, our hearts.
The wondrous gift of Christmas was only the beginning. As the infant grew to manhood, Jesus would continually bless the world with gifts unimaginable. The hope of glory, peace that surpasses understanding, love that never fails. And he would give us the greatest gift of all. The gift of eternal life by dying in our place on a cross. Calvary and Bethlehem are separated by many miles and years, but their message is the same.
I love you. I was born for you. I died for you. I rose again to give you eternal life. All I ask is that you believe in me and give me your heart. Gifts to us. Thank you for coming to our world. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you for rising again so that we might live with you forever. Thank you for loving us so much. This Christmas, we want to give you the best gift we have to give. We want to give you our hearts. Amen.
Amen.